Welcome back to the Me, Myself, and Her podcast. I'm Alicia Caldwell, a licensed professional counselor, author, and speaker on a mission to change the world one mentally empowered woman at a time. I'm here to talk to you about something today that I believe is the cornerstone to our fulfillment in life, career, and relationships, and that is self-love. How are you doing in that area? The area of loving yourself better than you can expect from anyone else. For a lot of years, I did poorly in that area. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I was waiting for someone else to love me when I didn't know what it meant to love myself. And today, I want to just stop by briefly and encourage you to do something specifically, tangibly, to nurture your self-love. I want you to know that you are lovable just the way that you are. All the mistakes that you've made in the past, you're lovable. The things that you didn't get right in the relationship, you're lovable. The choices that you're making that you know aren't good for your mind, your body, your spirit, or relationships, you're still lovable. But here's the thing. That love has to start from within. We can't expect other people to know how to love us and do it effectively when we're not even doing it for ourselves. If you have my book, The Journey Back to Self, there's a definition of self-love. And it says here, self-love is valuing, accepting, and caring for oneself unconditionally. Unconditional means without conditions or limitations. Unconditional love, therefore, is love that is given freely and completely without expecting anything in return. So if you are loving yourself unconditionally, you're doing it freely and completely, not saying, I will love myself more if I do A, B, or C. You're not qualifying it. You're embodying it. You're doing it on your good days. You're doing it on your bad days. You're doing it when you've made a series of mistakes in your parenting. It's about accepting and caring for yourself just as you are, flaws and all. I want us to be mindful this week. I want us to pay attention to the ways that we qualify self-love. And what I mean by that is, how are you assessing and determining the extent or degree to which you love yourself? I want you to pay attention to how you're responding, how you're reacting, and how you're treating the woman in the mirror. Are you looking at her and saying, you would be more lovable if you would lose 10, 20, 30 plus pounds, or if you would gain 10, 20, 30 plus pounds? Because the world has led us to believe that our physical appearance is connected to our worthiness of love, that our external appearance is more important than our internal experience. Can we commit today, you and I, to changing that narrative, not for the world, not for our entire community, but can we start with just shifting that energy within ourselves? Can we commit to falling madly in love with the woman in the mirror? Can we commit to that? Can we really commit to that? Some of you may not be in a position where you can say that with a full out, yes, I can, and that's okay. Because that commitment to falling in love with yourself, it's not about surface level acceptance. It is a journey. Like my book talks about, it's a journey of self-exploration. It's a journey of growth. It's a journey of self-awareness, because we have to understand the origin of why we beat ourselves up, why we nitpick about every imperfection, why we're on a pursuit of perfection, even though we know it doesn't exist. Here's some good news that I want to share with you before we close today. We don't have to know the deeper levels of the why to get to the how. But when you're ready to take that deeper dive in partnership with a licensed professional counselor or another mental health professional that can walk you through those steps with psychological support and safety, I want that for you. But some of us, we don't have a therapist yet. We're not ready to take that extra step. And if that's you, that's okay. I believe that you will get there if that deeper dive is something that you want to do. And for some of us, a self-help journey will be sufficient. It just depends on who you are and what you want to unlock in your own life. But even without the deeper why, you can start speaking to yourself more kindly and with more compassion today. You can start saying yes to more rest and renewal today. You can start making healthier choices for your mind, your body, your spirit, and your relationships today. You can start forgiving yourself for past mistakes today without knowing the deeper why. All you have to know is that you want to make a change in how well you're loving, caring for, respecting, and accepting yourself, all the layers of who you are, and not looking at one layer and saying, because of that aspect of who I am, I'm less lovable. Now, I'm not saying to give yourself a pass to do things that you know aren't in alignment with your highest good. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that in order for us to be at our best, mind, body, spirit, and relationships, we have to have a loving perspective toward ourselves. We have to be patient with our process of healing and becoming healthier versions of ourselves. We have to love ourselves to better health. If you are madly in love with yourself, you're going to set some boundaries with yourself. You're going to set some boundaries that say, that choice is not a loving act toward me. That relationship is not a loving experience for me. That choice is getting me further away from the life that I desire, not closer to it. And because I love myself better than I even expect from anyone else, I am choosing my highest good. And that aligns with the choices that I make each and every day. That's love. That's self-love. I don't know if you listened to my previous podcast episode on the cost of self-care, but there's also a cost to nurturing this higher level of self-love. It will cost you time, energy. It will require your intentional practice of nurturing that self-love on a daily basis. And it will require that you call yourself out on the bullcrap. There's some things, and you know that it's not serving you well, but you're ignoring the warning signs. You're ignoring the warning signs because you don't want to change. You don't want to hold yourself accountable for doing the things that you know you must do in order to unlock the success that you desire. And if we're honest, you deserve. You deserve that success, but that's not enough. You have to become the person. You have to become the person that can sustain that level of success. You have to become that person first. There are some that if you received the level of success that you desire, because you're in a mental, physical, spiritual, or relational space that is not serving your highest good, if you receive that success, you couldn't handle it. It would actually be a bigger burden on your life right now. And that is why it's not manifesting for you. But once you get to that level of internal success, that external flow will be unleashed. You haven't got to that place of inner success yet. That's why the external success is fleeting. And some of you, you have the external success, but it's not successing. It's not feeling like the success that you thought it would, because the internal stuff, that stuff is not quite right. I don't know if that made sense, but I just needed to say that because I'm speaking to me as I'm speaking to you. There are some things that I am working toward in my life right now that seem so far away, that seem as if I'm not going to get to it, but I know there's some internal things that I have to get right first. Some internal barriers that I have to overcome first, that I have to train myself to break free from before I can receive that next level of success that I know I'm designed for, but I am not prepared for. This life and all the things that we do within it, it is truly a journey. One where we will find ourselves at different destinations and figuring out different aspects of that location of our life and knowing that we have to pack up again to move to the next. That may seem exhausting, but for me, it's exciting. I can't wait to see what the next destination is going to be for me. And once I get there and I experience it and I maximize it, I am ready for the next. That's exciting for me, and I hope it is for you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Just know that you have what it takes on the inside if you nurture it, if you protect it, if you're a good steward of it. It will serve you well on the path to unlocking your peace, your power, and your prosperity. If you want to deepen your experience with self-love, make sure you get your copy of The Journey Back to Self by heading over to alishacaldwell.org and purchasing your copy today. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found value in the conversation. Keep in mind that the information shared is not a substitute for services from a licensed mental health provider or medical professional. For more inspirational content, follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at Live Like Her and on Instagram at Live Like Her Too. And as always, stay mindful and master your mental as you prepare for a growth-focused week. I'll see you next time.